And another exciting thing happening in Prince George, a course on electronics. My next guest knows about stuff most of us take for granted. Oral Barton is teaching the course on electronics and everything you need to get started. And he's in the Prince George studio this morning. Hi, Oro.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. How about yourself?
Awesome. Happy to be up and be able to talk about my course.
Yeah, so in fact, just to sell us on this, you've actually brought in something that you have tweaked, an old speak and spell. Can you describe this for us?
Sure. One of the things, I like to play with sound toys as a hobby, but I find that sound is a great way to learn about electricity because you can't really see electricity, but you can hear it. So sound as a teaching tool really helps when I'm teaching about electricity. But I do this thing, circuit bending is when someone takes a product off the shelf, changes it themselves in an amateur way by just changing the circuitry inside it so it sort of performs a new function. So I have a speak and spell here. And
that's a familiar sound.
And you can...
So you're bending circuits here in order to play with how it speaks.
Sure, and what I'm controlling there is the pitch of the speak and spell, and I can modify it to make it have a deeper voice or actually a slightly higher voice based on the resistance of that knob I add to the circuit that will change the pitch of the voice.
Now, it sounds curious, but what are the real-life applications of this?
Well, the real-life applications are... What are the real-life applications of art? I have sold every one I make. It kind of goes out of my hands. Like, I hold the last one I own of three I made, or perhaps even four, I think, one. And they all eventually go, but they're not good. They don't go like hotcakes, but there are the DJ, the sort of an alternative DJ scene that makes electronic music, where the circuit bent instruments is it's a kind of instrument that they add to their performance.
Huh. And is this something that you'll be teaching people at this workshop at Two Rivers Gallery?
Well, I'd love to talk about the workshop. What we'll be teaching at the workshop is just everything you need to know to get started with an electronics project. We only have a couple of nights. We're just doing two nights. So the idea really is you bring your concept for something that you want to make that's electronic, and we'll kind of get you started with your design. And then you can come to the Maker Lab on Thursdays until you're done the project, and I'll be available, and other people from the Maker Lab will be available to help you finish your project. But we're really trying to empower people to be able to add electronics to their project. And one of the things I will be demonstrating is the thing called Little Bits. Now, Little Bits is an incredible new invention. It's a product, sort of like Lego, but for electronics. And what it really has done is it's made making electronic circuits, even complicated ones that, you know, talk to the internet, or almost as easy as playing with plasticine.
Can you put this into context for me? Because I'm trying to keep this all together here. Why would somebody want to be building circuits like Lego? What would be the end product that they'd be aiming for?
Well, I think to this you have to go to the heart of what drives the maker movement. And to say kind of quickly, back in the printing press and with desktop publishing, and people were allowed to become their own publishers. And then with innovation in music and computers in the music industry, really you could become your own producer of music and of audio content. And as time moved on, we keep being empowered to be able to make our own world around us and to create in different ways using tools that come down in price as our accessibility as people increases. So right now with 3D printing, with the availability of information, the sharing community on computer chips and how you program them, the Arduino community, what's really happened is in the same way that you could become a music producer or a music label, you can now become a manufacturer of products just as a person, just as a personal expression. And there's companies like Adafruit, which are out there to help the public really just make their own products. Rather than buying a product, you just make your own and don't even have to sell it. It could just be an act of expression. And I think that's sort of the heart of the maker movement.
And Oro, you yourself last May wowed a lot of people by producing power from the heat of a wood stove. Do you think more discoveries like this could result from this workshop that you're putting on?
Well, that's really at the heart of what we're trying to do here, is we really are trying to kindle the fire of innovation in the North.
And, so to speak.
Yes, exactly. And so we are really at the College of New Caledonia, they really are trying to help Innovate, and that was a college project. And at the Makerspace, they are actually putting tools in the hands of anybody who wants to come forward and do anything, from something on the more innovative or entrepreneurial side, which is something that I'm very involved with and I support, but also on the personally creative side. There's making really does span the whole spectrum of that, from personal creativity to focused industrial activity. You are just making new things.
And what about for yourself, Oro? Do you have any new exciting projects underway?
We are very excited to continue to do new projects. We will have some really exciting announcements about the wood stove technology coming in the future. We're not quite ready to make them now.
All right. Well, I will mark that in my calendar to speak with you again. One last time, the workshop on electronics starts tonight and then runs next Thursday. For people who are interested, what do they need to know about electronics?
Well, I think my key message as an instructor, and I've been teaching electricity for almost 20 years now, is that you do not need to know anything. You do not need any prerequisites. The reality is the world has been making everything easier. And electronics, like a lot of other things, has become accessible to anybody who wants to do it. So electronic design, although, yes, very challenging back in the day, and still challenging to perform at sometimes, has become accessible to anybody. And that's really my message. So if you want to come, I'll just show you how these things that you thought were inaccessible and difficult things that only Sony could do, you can do now in your spare time.
Oro Barton, it sounds really exciting. You've convinced me.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining me. Oro Barton is an instructor with Two Rivers Gallery, and he's teaching a two-part workshop on electronics that begins tonight and then runs next Thursday in Prince George. And it sounds like the sky is the limit with what you could create with electronics in that workshop.